kini kita akan simak laporan tentang hasil pemilu itu sendiri yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo berikut ini.
Saudara pendengar, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull akhirnya secara resmi telah mengklaim memenangkan pemilu federal 8 hari setelah pemungutan suara ditutup. Pemimpin Partai Buruh Bill Shorten juga telah menelpon Perdana Menteri Turnbull untuk menyampaikan pengakuan kalahnya dan memberikan selamat kepada dirinya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengklaim memenangkan pemilu federal.
Well, we've won the election. That's what we've done. We've won the election.
Perdana Menteri menyampaikan ucapan terima kasihnya kepada keluarga, juga kepada keluarga semua kandidat yang telah mendukungnya.
Above all, I want to thank the Australian people. Earlier today, Bill Shorten called me and congratulated me on being re-elected as Prime Minister. And I thank Bill for that call. He congratulated me and Lucy, and I thanked him and Chloe for making that call. And I have to say, on a family note, when Bill called me, I had our little granddaughter Isla on my left hip. So she was a one-year-old witness to history.
Sementara itu, pemimpin Partai Buruh Bill Shorten memberikan selamat kepada Perdana Menteri Turnbull dan mengatakan bahwa telah jelas partai koalisi akan dapat membentuk pemerintahan.
It's been the longest election in 50 years. It was a long 8-week election campaign, and indeed, it seems that the 8 days since the election have been very long as well. But whilst counting has not concluded in a number of very close seats, it is clear that Mr. Turnbull and his coalition will form a government. Whether or not it's a minority government or a majority government of one or two seats, it is clear they will form a government. So I have spoken to Mr. Turnbull early this afternoon to congratulate him and Lucy and to wish them my very best.
Shorten mengharapkan pemerintahan baru ini menjalankan tugasnya dengan benar demi kesejahteraan bangsa ini. Ia berjanji akan bekerja sama dengan pihak koalisi sepenuhnya.
They've made it clear with the representatives that they've selected that they expect us to work together. I pledge and I've indicated to Mr. Turnbull that where there is common ground, we will work very hard to accomplish it. I understand that we have an opportunity here. The Australian people expect all sides of politics to work in the national interest, in the interest of the people, not just themselves. So I understand that we need to make this parliament function and we will be up for that.
Turnbull juga mengharapkan untuk dapat segera mencapai jalur yang sama.
Shorten said earlier today that he looked forward to seeking to reach common ground, and I welcome that remark. I welcome that. Because it is vital that this parliament works. It is vital that we work together and as far as we can find ways upon which we can all agree, consistent with our policies that we've taken to the election, consistent with our political principles, that meet the great challenges Australia faces.
Perdana Menteri menambahkan bahwa ada beberapa masalah utama yang perlu dipertimbangkan oleh pemerintah.
We need to ensure that Medicare and education, our health services, and all those vital government services are provided for and Australians feel secure that they are provided for and guaranteed. And at the same time, we have to ensure that we bring our budget back into balance.
Namun Bill Shorten mengatakan meskipun ia akan mendukung pemerintahan, ia akan tetap menjaga dengan keras nilai-nilai dasar Partai Buruh. Ia menambahkan bahwa Partai Buruh memiliki mandat untuk membela Medicare dan meyakinkan sekolah-sekolah menerima pendanaan yang diperlukan.
Their Medicare cuts shouldn't be persisted with. I think Australians have made that very clear. I don't know if the Liberals have quite worked out what happened in this election, but Medicare was a key issue and the cuts are a key issue. I know that there's great disharmony within the coalition about the superannuation changes, and perhaps the government should reconsider the concerns about retrospectivity and superannuation, but this is for Mr. Turnbull to do, and as I said, I wished him well today.
Perdana Menteri Turnbull mengharapkan menteri-menteri pilihannya akan segera dapat dilantik minggu depan, dan ia menambahkan bahwa tidak ada pergantian besar dalam jajaran kementeriannya.
I've obviously given consideration to the ministry both before and after the election, and as you know, I've said that the ministry I led to the election will be the ministry I lead after the election. Regrettably, several ministers have not been returned, and so there will be some changes, but you shouldn't anticipate, large-scale changes. The ministry was assembled relatively recently following the retirement of Warren Truss.
Sementara itu, seorang anggota senior Partai Liberal mengatakan bahwa anggota Kementerian Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull kali ini harus diisi dengan muka-muka baru dan pejabat wanita. Sekretaris Kabinet Arthur Sinodinos mengharapkan jajaran kementerian baru itu akan mencerminkan elemen partai liberal dan konservatif dalam partainya. Ia mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa muka-muka baru seharusnya diisi dengan pejabat yang sedang naik daun, termasuk pejabat wanita. Namun semua itu tergantung kepada Perdana Menteri.
Look, I'm not going to speculate on what the Prime Minister will do, but it is quite a talented group. At various levels, middle age, younger ages and the like. So there's a pretty good, I think, stream of people to come through. We also have to make sure we continue to develop our younger women and bring them through, because it's important to have that group of women who can come through and into cabinet. So ultimately, cabinet is also more representative of the greater diversity of the community.
Itulah tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang hasil pemilu 2016.